It's another edition of Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. My guest, contributor Alan Minskoff, he's with me for the whole week. Hooray. And we're talking about some of the great books he's been listening to. Hey, Alan.
Hi. This is going to be a fun discussion because sometimes you really want to listen to someone who knows where they speak. And this is Silent Earth by Dave Goulson, who is a scientist and a bumblebee expert and a paleontologist and a lover of all things insect.
And is he also the narrator?
He is, and he's a Brit, and he's a good one. He is an engaging narrator. He does a lot of TV, so this is not his first time with the spoken word in broadcast.
Not his first time at the dance, as they say. Now, he's also a popular science writer. He's written about 6 books. So one thing he really does know how to do is talk about things that are complicated in a way that we really can grasp.
And what I think is smart in this work, in this audiobook, is that he doesn't leave out what we all want to know about. Colony collapse for bees, and he does an extremely good job on the monarch butterfly, which is something that we've been reading about and hearing about, but he explains what has happened as well as anybody. I should be remiss if I didn't pay tribute to this title. This is a tip of the cap to Rachel Carson's, you know, famous Silent Spring. So Silent Earth is a tip of the cap, and its subtitle is, of course, Averting the Insect Apocalypse.
And he's making the case that indeed there is an insect apocalypse.
He says that, you know, note your windscreen, as the English would say, and there are just not as many bugs as you drive through. But he's a very positive man. In the end, he has virtually, I think, 2 chapters. One long chapter on what we can do and what we should do.
So there's a call to action at the end, so you just don't hear it and weep.
Exactly, because the second to last chapter is kind of dystopian. And so he balances that with a more optimistic and programmatic approach to the end.
Why don't we hear a little bit of the book?
In this clip, he really sets the stage for what his audiobook is about.
Okay, here we go. This is Silent Earth, Averting the Insect Apocalypse. It's written and read by Dave Goulson.
These fascinating and beautiful creatures are disappearing, ant by ant, bee by bee, day by day. Estimates vary and are imprecise, but it seems likely that insects have declined in abundance by 75% or more since I was 5 years old. The scientific evidence for this grows stronger every year, as more and more studies are published describing the collapse of monarch butterfly populations in North America, the demise of woodland and grassland insects in Germany, or the seemingly inexorable contraction of the ranges of bumblebees and hoverflies in the UK.
Decline of 75% or more.
It's astounding.
And I just looked it up. He was born in 1962.
So that's 60 years, not quite 60
years.
Oh,
my Lord. 60 years, a decline of 75%. And I like his reading. I mean, on the other side, he's really authoritative, but he's not preachy.
Yeah, I think I said in my review that he's not dogmatic, and yet you learn a lot. I ended the review by saying, listen and learn. And I'm not sure I've ever actually said that way before, but I learned so much from this, and it's fascinating. He makes the insect world very compelling, and, you know, the more you think about it, you know, the more and more important it is, especially for those of us who appreciate fruits and vegetables.
Exactly. And, you know, and I books like this are so important because I think there's such a casual way with the way so many of us deal with something as simple as our lawns, for example, and, you know, the stuff that we throw on them so that they'll be greener, grow faster, not have weeds, and you know, a kind of carelessness about what might get killed along the way.
He makes the point, and very convincingly, that we all could use a little less lawn. We could leave a little more for the wild things.
And amen to that, brother. I'm there. Okay, this is Silent Earth, Averting the Insect Apocalypse. It's written and read by Dave Goulson. Alan, thank you. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You're welcome, and I look forward to it.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from Graphic Audio, A Movie in Your Mind. Try a radically different audiobook. Dramatized adaptations produced with a full cast, cinematic music, and sound effects. action-packed productions like you've never heard before. Save up to 60% this month. Find out all about it at graphicaudio.net. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.